Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt's hits from your hood outtakes for Dalkeith.
Kimber finally watches Avengers Endgame.
When have you destroyed someone's gift?
And Claire finds the coldest spot in his house.
Spoiler alert, it's his dunny.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Bad news.
Mm. Oh, what?
I've made an enemy.
No.
Really?
In this office.
Really?
At Mix 94.5.
Hope it's not management.
Oh, this is awkward. Oh, no, and I didn't
mean... What did
you
do?
I didn't mean any harm by it.
Oh, here we go.
But the other day, one of the women in the office came into work when she was sick.
Yes.
Now, you guys know I treat everybody, if you've got a cold, I treat you like you've got the black plague.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Like I hate being around sick people. And she came over and she said, oh, I won't come too close. And I went, why won't you come too close? And she
yes.
said,
sure.
because I'm sick.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I went, what are you doing here? Go home.
Oh. You didn't say it like that. I heard this. I realised what the conversation was now.
Go the bleep home.
I said, go the bleep home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't need to be in the office when she's sick. And I know that she's going to make everyone here sick. So then she started to say, oh, I'm not contagious. It wasn't, if you're not contagious, how come you wouldn't come closer?
Yes. Okay.
You know you're sick and you've come to work anyway. And so because I'd had such an outburst, I think she was quite taken aback.
Yes. Right.
To be fair, I was probably a bit brutal.
And maybe a bit, she was a bit embarrassed or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't expecting that four-letter word either.
I was a bit brutal, but you know
home.
What? It's because I get tired of this every year, people coming to work when they don't have to. Now, I know there's lots of people out there who can't afford to take the day off.
Yes.
Because they might get paid for that shift and I know it's financially difficult. There's a lot of reasons people have to come to work when they're sick.
So loaded up with work, it will put them way behind.
Yeah.
We understand the pressure.
Yeah, but there are some people on your normal, you know, you've got 10 sick days a year and you don't need to be here.
The world ain't going to end if you don't turn up.
Yeah, I don't want to make people not feel like they're special, but like this place will still operate if she didn't come to work that day.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Hey, when we're on the Coral Coast, Kimber, how did it feel when we treated you like you treat people when they're sick?
Oh, totally fine.
Because you get it, right?
No one else got sick.
So remember that day
I
said to you, oh, I feel bad that I'm not sharing a car with you, but I don't want to share a car with you. And you get it straight away because that's what you do.
And I said, I'll go in the car alone because I did. And none of you got sick.
True.
Well, and Claire, I mean, I treat Kimber like that every day.
Yeah, I know. And I don't blame you.
On air, sure. But when we get off air, 1 minute past time, I'm like, get that bleep away from me.
Well, I get management to
sick
pay you
or
more
not.
Because of
well,
that.
Well, the thing is that my friend from work isn't, basically since I've said that to her, she's not making eye contact with me and I haven't had many smiles as she walks past. I've got a frenemy now.
Yeah,
but good on you, you know. Yeah. And I feel sorry for the employees if they're not getting support from their bosses.
Because
I think it's got people are, you know, we're in a tough time in the economy and whatnot and people are unsure about their jobs.
Of course.
They've got to know from the people that employ them that I want you to be at home. You are no help to us here. You are not going to lose your job. You are not going to risk a promotion. Go home.
Yeah, so it used to be power to the people. Now it's power to the sick people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really think
2 weeks ago, remember I had those 2 days off?
Yes.
Neither of you got sick, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
My wife, Laurie, did. She hates me. I've now got a friend of me at home.
But you lived it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed at home.
People don't seem to get the message, though. Like, there are people who, right this moment, are driving to work sick and they know they should have stayed home.
Yeah,
How do we get them to stay home?
Can I suggest hashtag stay the f*** home if you're sick?
Let's do that.
Can you say that?
Can we start a movement? What if we make bumper stickers and we can start a movement that is stay the f*** at home if you are sick?
Yeah. I'm glad I've got the fingers working on those beeps.
Yeah.
It's really getting to me.
I want to make this happen. Let's talk to our producers.
Yeah, I think
honestly,
it's a great idea.
This would change everyone in Perth wouldn't worldwide have to worry
movement.
About the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd be the only city in the world that's not sharing their colds.
Yeah. Well, and it is serious. People are dying of this flu. Like I know that most things we're talking about. Do it. Stay the f*** home if you're sick.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's hits from your hood.
Friday, the suburb of Dalkeith will get its song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting one for me. Now, there have been suburbs that I've had to do that didn't exist when I was a kid.
Sure. Yeah.
So I didn't know much about them. Yep. Went out there. Dalkeith, I have always known about.
Yep. Yeah.
Always known that it was off limits to a boy like me.
Because it was a bit nice.
But yet I've never ever been there. I've never set foot in the suburb.
Yeah, and it's easy to judge a suburb,
isn't it?
Because we go off the fact we're like, oh, that's in the little triangle there of all the rich suburbs.
Yes,
the golden triangle.
And that is how it is perceived. And so we put it out on Facebook and said, if you know anything about Dalkeith, tell us all about it and Matt can put it in the song.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh, there you go.
The only response we got was someone who went, money, money, money.
I guess I'll have to write off my prejudices then.
You're going to be forced to. If people don't tell us more about Dalkeith, you're going to have to write on prejudice alone.
You keep calling it Dalkeith, don't you?
Yeah.
Dalkeith.
The old Dalkeith. Yeah, but Dalkeith, I mean, you know, it has got that reputation for being a wealthy area. And if you think
Good reason for that.
But there are also patches of Dalkeith, I'm sure, with people renting in units and that.
Rough part.
Yeah. And same with Mosman Park. You know, to Mosman Park.
That car's 4 years old.
Now, no, I wouldn't go that far.
People may or may not be interested in the process that I go through trying to come up with a song.
Mm-hmm.
So producer Tom said, why don't you record yourself? Because I was, you know, working on it last
night.
Yep.
Trying to pick a song. And so I recorded a bit of audio with me and the cat sitting there trying to work out a song for the beautiful suburb of Dalkeith.
Matt's hits on your hood, Dalkeith. Take one.
I've got to make sure that I don't let my Beckenham working class roots infect the song and just pick on people from Dalkeith because they're rich. Of course, they're more than that. You're a rich kid and you're from Dalkeith and you only go to Aldi for a laugh. You can rely on the old school network. You can rely on the family's net worth.
Hot.
There's mansions, private schools. It's in a sky high income pool. Just makes it hard to realize I could never live there.
Hot.
Living in Dalkeith, that is where we are. Never paying tax, my accountant is a star. It's worse than when I tried that song for Thornley. Only is a dream, it is who we are.
Oh,
God.
And I'll keep, and I'll keep, and I'll keep.
Oh. Ah!
Terrible. Sorry, John, Paul, George, and even you, Ringo. I'm sorry.
Hey, you need to go to houses in Dalkeith. There's lots of grand pianos there.
I bet there are.
That was great.
So, yeah, still working on
it. Okay,
You know, Friday will be the day.
It's all not right. Easy to not be prejudiced.
It isn't, but I'm going to go tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to do some filming?
Go and do my recce.
You're going to go down there
and look out, Dalkeith. You heard it here. Matt's on his way.
Don't go to Peppy Grove. Don't get him confused.
No, I won't. Over the border. I've seen the border.
So you're going down to film and you get the money shot?
You betcha.
Beautiful.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I have changed. I mean, it's safe to say that the Marvel universe is huge. Mm-hmm. And the latest film, Avengers Endgame, has already made $2.7 billion in about 4 weeks.
Okay, small indie film.
Yeah.
Tiny film.
Art house.
Yeah.
And this is part of the problem is people used to say to me, Kimber, you've only seen films if they only made $50 at the cinema.
Yes, yes.
Because they do have a tendency to go towards the art house type stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've missed a lot of this sort of superhero biz. And I have talked about the Avengers and all of these movies in the juice quite a bit.
Oh, for years. Yeah.
But I've never really understood it.
No.
Right? I never was in comics. I never got into any of this sort of thing. So I never really got it. I'd seen the Iron Mans and Ant-Man and Hulk.
Why have you seen the Iron Man ones?
Well, because they got Robert Downey Jr. In them.
Funny that.
And so, that, you know, like I don't have many crushes, but that's the only celebrity crush that I'm like, I'm going for.
He's the man. Yeah.
And so I never really understood the magnitude of this universe at all. And so this whole time I've just thought they're making superhero movies because they make lots of money at the box office, so let's just pump out another superhero movie. I didn't actually realize they were all connected.
Right.
Now that is part of the reason, too.
Don't lose all of your cynicism, please.
Well, no, but I guess, you know, the thing is it's in a sort of Game of Thrones, Harry Potter type way.
Right, okay.
Every movie was linked together and happening in a particular order, which I didn't understand.
Sure.
And so I wanted to know more, and my friends invited me to go and see Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So because I didn't know what was going on, I had to watch a recap of everything that happened in the universe up to Infinity War.
Okay.
Which is pretty significant, right? So I found a dude on YouTube who does recaps, and I watched 30 minutes solid of this.
Over in Wakanda, they got super advanced vibranium tech. Now on Titan, the gang made it fine, but they're immediately ambushed by the Guardians of the Galaxy. Star-Lord and Iron Man argue about whose plan is better, but Doctor Strange uses the Time Stone to look ahead into all possible futures. Anyway, to get the Soul Stone, you have to sacrifice something you love. And Thanos is like, bye, Felicia! Oh, throws Gamora off the cliff!
Isn't that insane? I watched 30 minutes
of that guy. For it.
Yeah. Like that, he just revealed about 20 plot points in 20 seconds.
Did you have to keep watching it over and over to work out what he was talking about?
No, I just had to I just got confused how complex it was. But it took me a while, and I only started watching, as I said, for Robert Downey Jr. But now I finally get the gist. I went and saw Avengers Endgame. I really liked it.
Oh, good.
I really, really liked it. And so now I feel like I have to go back and watch them again in a better order to work out what's going on.
Okay.
Are you proud of me? I feel like I've launched out into something a bit different.
I am. Good for you.
Next I might go to a football game or something.
No, we're going to ask you.
Any idea how?
Don't stretch the truth.
No?
Yeah. We're going to be asking you questions and stuff like that now.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to do spoilers.
No.
I'm so afraid to speak about
simple
it.
Simple things, Kimber. Like, is Thor in these ones?
I can't talk about anything.
And Kimber, what happened with the Time Stone?
No, don't.
Titanium.
What's Captain America's shield made of?
Oh, my God. Why did Gora fall off the cliff?
Oh, God. The only thing I can tell you is I've learned that I can go 3 hours and 1 minute without going to the toilet.
Well done.
Good job. You have
learning and controlling.
She's so good.
Got through the whole film.
You'll be taking long flights to London for 17 hours soon.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Celebrating the 30th anniversary of his iconic Matchbook album, Mossy.
Oh, yeah, Tucker's Daughter.
Ian Moss and his four-piece band will hit the road in November and December 2019 for a national six-week run.
Mossy.
So big tour this year, legendary guitarist performing, some pretty iconic tracks.
Great voice too. I mean, in Chisel Days too, that voice is so iconic.
It's got the bluesy voice. Yeah. It was a national number one. It was in the top 10 for like 14 weeks, that album.
It certainly was. Mm. Number one on the ARIA albums in the charts in 1989, as you say. Top 10 for 14 weeks. Sold over 200,000 copies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it also saw Ian Moss win Album of the Year, Best Male Artist and Breakthrough Artist.
Right.
Well, it proved that it wasn't just Barnsley who could get number one solo albums.
Yes.
And he had Don Walker from Chisel writing with him as well, some of the songs.
Yeah, well, really great. This tour is going to be, those tracks from Matchbook, but also some more fan favourites as well.
Right.
He'll be performing at the Crown Theatre on Saturday, December 7th. You can get your tickets through ticketmaster.com.au and tickets go on sale this Thursday.
And I heard Barnsley had said, to commemorate the 30 years, said something really lovely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see that stat about Barnsley this week?
No.
His latest album, that My Criminal Record's gone number one, and he's had more number ones in Australia than Madonna and U2.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Incredible. Yeah.
Jeez, that's a good one, isn't it? Now, can someone explain to me how this has come about?
What do you got?
Justin Bieber on Sunday.
Yep.
Challenged Tom Cruise to a fight.
Really?
He's challenged him to a fight. Now, Justin Bieber's tweeted, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon.
Okay.
Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight?
Mm. Now, Don King?
Do they have history, these two?
Well, I don't know. He might have been better off starting a grammar war because he spelt your incorrectly.
Oh, okay, yes.
You're scared.
Get into the octagon with you, the spelling octagon.
Oh,
Come on, mate.
Yeah. You're smashing. Well, he's about 30 years younger. Is that fair?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, Tom Cruise...
would still do him.
He would.
He would. Tom Cruise hasn't commented on the posts, but all the people on social media have responded. I mean, Odds Shark, which is like they're a source for online handicapping, they said, we don't like your odds, Justin.
No.
And Bobby Nash, an MMA fighter, called him out saying, you know you're calling out a 56-year-old man? Come on, dude.
Yeah. Has he bulked up, though? Because he was pretty scrawny a few years ago.
Right.
He's a bit older now.
I don't know. I mean, Cruise is only 5'7", right?
Yes.
And he weighs about 77 kilos. kilos. Right. He's a light man, but he does all his own stunts. He's super fit.
Yeah,
he's got an intensity that I'd be scared of.
Yeah, and if he wants to run away from the fight, he always does that run in the movie. Yeah, he's straight hands. So weird.
Also, at a time in our lives where we're trying to stop violence and we've got Bieber trying to call out Tom Cruise for a fight for no reason that I can find online, it's not good enough.
Yeah. It is Bieber.
It's got to be a reason.
Yeah. Now, we recently shared the news that you two are coming to Perth for their Joshua Tree 2019 tour in November.
That's right.
Performing the legendary album of the Joshua Tree in full.
Yep.
And tickets go on sale today at 2 p.m. Nice. And you can get details at livenation.com.au. As I say, always buy tickets from the registered sellers. Don't go through any of those dodgy sites.
Yeah.
But even better than that, we've got the first tickets in town to give away.
That's good crack, that.
Yeah, so be caller 11 right now on 133353 so that you can go and see you two when they come to Perth.
Is that Bono or Adam or The Edge?
It's just a generic kind of voice.
It was the whole band.
just really pleased that they're common.
And that's your daily juice.
Nice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, with our buddies from Clean Heat, the WA Gas Company, helping life flow.
Just looking after them. A little more like Clean Heat are looking after us, really, aren't they? Absolutely. WA born and bred.
Yes. It's quick and easy to switch online. You just need to go to cleanheat.com.au and you get more information there too.
Yeah, you can enjoy ongoing value rewards and exclusive customer benefits.
Call Clean Heat on 132180.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
World leaders, they like to exchange gifts, and sometimes they're odd things.
Yes.
And they love to do it together. This is what we heard earlier.
The friendship tree planted by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron to symbolize a century of friendship. It has reportedly died.
So this was Macron and the Donald with their wives, you know, standing there with the gold shovels in hand, gold-plated shovels, putting the tree in the ground, and now it's Gonski.
It's a proper sign. I planted a tree with an ex-boyfriend and we broke up and it died.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, it died.
Well, the relations between France and the US are a little bit strained at the moment. And, of course, this tree comes from the fields in northern France
where
many US Marines died in the First World War.
Like up in Normandy?
Presumably in the Second World War too.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt Trump will spin it and go, the tree, tremendous tree, wonderful tree. There's nothing wrong with the tree. It's all fake news.
It has happened the other way around too with gifts of world leaders because Obama tried to give Gordon Brown, the English Prime Minister at one stage, some DVDs. Gave him 25 classic American cinema DVDs.
Did he?
Three of them didn't work.
Did he get them from Bali?
Probably. Yeah. Some cheap copies. But sometimes you get a gift and it just doesn't work or it breaks down.
Oh, but you'd feel bad though. You know, I mean, part of the responsibility of planting something like that, getting a gift from someone, is taking care of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, lots of people have bought me over the years, they've bought me like herbs for, you know, garden stuff, you know, when they like housewarming presents and stuff. I always kill them.
Yes.
Always. And I do feel really bad. Like I asked when I moved into my place, I said to friends, if you could just bring a little clipping from one of your favorite parts of your garden and I'll try and grow it in mine. I wanted to have a garden full of my friends' gardens.
Oh, that's sweet.
And my girlfriend turned up with this lavender and said, this was my pop's. This is my deceased pop's lavender.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fantastic. And it was beautiful. Mm. And it died. It died. And I felt so awful because I'm like, this is a special lavender from her pop.
And you can't kill lavender.
Oh, I've killed every lavender plant I've ever had.
And she never told you his ashes were in there too.
Oh, stop
terrible.
It.
It's awful.
Oh, I just felt bad. It was a sweet present and I basically broke it.
Kim, what?
Basically, he said, when this dies, I die.
Oh, no.
My brother was a real fad kid and he used to get a different toy, $6 million man. Doll or a kiss doll.
I love
or,
that doll.
You know, little tiny Galaxian games or something, but he was notorious for breaking them too within about 2 weeks of getting them.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't tell the grandparents that present they've spent for $30 or $40 on, which is a lot of money in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's gone already.
Oh, how many toys have you either broken as a kid or seen broken the day they were opened?
Just clumsy kids dropping them, you know, that kind of thing, or overuse.
Yeah.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Talking about tainted gifts here after, you know, the friendship tree, the tree between Trump and Macron, the world leaders, has died.
Now, did you hear that they coated the roots in plastic so that when they planted it for the ceremony, it didn't infect the soil? It then went into quarantine, which it may have been in for 2 years, but it's died, presumably Johnny Depp's dog weed on it whilst in quarantine.
Oh, was it pistol or boo?
Yeah.
I would say pistol. Katie's in Meadow Springs. Katie, have you destroyed someone's present before?
Hi, guys. Yes, I did. I opened up my little cousin's Christmas gift back in the early 90s just to see what she had got because I was a little bit jealous. It was the most beautiful Grand Champion pony. I don't know if you have seen them before. So I undid the box, undid all the little tabs and ties, and I played with it for a few hours until my heart was content. And then I tried to sneakily put it back in the box without remembering to, you know, tie anything back in.
Yeah.
Tried to wrap it up myself and make it look really pretty.
It never goes back in the box the way you take it out.
No, it didn't. She was very disappointed on Christmas morning. It was so obvious.
Katie, is this like a plastic or a ceramic kind of thing?
Yeah, they're kind of in between. It was really fancy back in the day. The sad thing was I'd been given one, the same, and it got taken away as punishment for like 2 weeks.
I bet it did. Were you 27 at the time, Katie? Because that'd be a worry.
No.
How old were you?
I was seven.
Seven.
Yeah. Oh, it was the 90s, Katie. Strange things were happening all over the place.
They certainly were.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. At least she's honest.
Champion pony.
Yeah, everyone wanted one.
Really?
Brianda in Woodlands. Tell us, when did you destroy someone's present?
No, actually, the guy destroyed what he gave me.
Oh.
1988 in South Africa, I was in year 12 for our ball. He gave me a bunch of roses, the most beautiful roses.
Yeah.
Opened the door for me. I got into the car and then he didn't watch what he was doing and he closed the door too quickly.
Oh.
So he knocked off. I was sitting there with the most beautiful wrapped things. All of the rose buds and everything was on the floor and I didn't have any flowers for the year 12 ball.
You had a bunch of stems and thorns.
Yes, everything was destroyed.
Oh, how did that relationship go?
It didn't go.
No. Did you laugh or? No.
I was disappointed because everybody had this little couchage around their arms and in their
buttons,
and I had nothing. I was stuck with sin.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Brianda. You didn't get a rose.
Years later, never forgotten.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
We celebrated and basked in the glory of a magnificent May, didn't we? Let's be honest.
We certainly did.
It was spring-like. And then all of a sudden, Laurie and I needed to get some milk. We went to the Kareen Glade shop yesterday and walked out into the wind under that very... There's so many trees at Kareen Glades and so many birds and so much wind. The wind chill factor hit us in the face.
It is, I mean, we always laugh at how, you know, humans love talking about weather.
Yes.
Right? But yesterday was a real kind of turning point. Everyone was going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Yeah. I think the rest of Australia have been going, oh, way to brag, Perth, where we've spent a fair bit of time going, oh, you guys are still rugged up. We're out in the sun.
Yes.
But we're whingy when the actual winter comes.
Compared to friends in Melbourne or even worse, Canberra, it's not cold, as in it's not -2 or -4 degrees as it's been in Melbourne, you know, sort of as people wake up.
Yeah.
So it's still 12 or whatever, but it feels cold to us because of the wind chill factor. But I don't think there's anywhere colder in my house than the back toilet.
Oh.
Toilet near the laundry.
They're sitting on that, the moment of fear before you sit on that seat.
Yeah.
You knowing know that it's going to be a bit chilly.
Yeah.
I've actually been so cold in that back toilet that I have thought about putting down one of those pee mats.
Oh, really?
And you know how grossed out I am by them. But, you know, you want to be able to put your feet on something that's not the cold tiles.
Do it.
Do you want to know about my toilet?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mine's fully carpeted and I've got a heater in there.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a heater in your toilet.
And I close the door when
It's
carpeted,
Yeah, because it used to be one of those old outside ones.
Oh, yeah, the backyard bunny.
That's been closed in. So it's like full-blown cold.
Yeah, drafty.
Drafty, horrible thing.
Mm.
And so it's carpeted, a heater, and I close the door, put the heater on, make a coffee and then come back and then it's all nice and warm. The seat's warm. Everything's beautiful.
You make a coffee in the toilet. He's got that plugged in as well.
Yeah, there's a coffee maker just near the Dunny Roll.
He's renting it out to a student.
I think he's probably renting it out to science.
Imagine toilet.
Imagine doing some tests on that carpet. What's in it?
That blue light that they use on CSI.
Stop it.
You do not want to see that.
Come over anytime, Kimber. You'd love it.
Let's be honest. We heat the room where the TV is or the kitchen is, but then you have to go to the toilet every now and then in this weather.
My toilet's got that horrible window that goes out to exposed air. Yeah. You know, like the louvers or the fly wire at the top.
You've got some fly wire.
What do you do? Just cover it with gaffer tape? I don't know. It's freezing.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Well, you don't want to cover it up because you do need some airflow in case you
have
carbon. Well, it wouldn't be carbon monoxide. It would be methane poisoning, wouldn't it?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Today, this morning on Channel 9 from 7 o'clock, it's the Today Show Perth. Louise Mumba, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's it going?
We're very well, thanks, Louise. Believe you've got Clarzy on screen with you this morning.
Yes, very lucky.
Looking forward to it, Lou. And there's a bloke in a bit of trouble because he was trying to keep up with the cricket, right?
Oh, this is fascinating. He's been pulled over in Sydney. Not only was he looking at his phone while he was driving, the phone was attached to his steering wheel so he could see the update of the scores. He was also more than 20 k's over the limit, and he has lost 24 demerit points.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Is that two licences?
Yeah, that's double demerit. So honestly, everything that could go wrong did, and he even had a two-year-old in the back of the car.
Oh, unrestrained. Dear. Oh my!
And he had it strapped to the steering wheel, so as the wheel turned, it was going upside down anyway.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me, but yeah, he just didn't want to miss a minute, so he had it strapped to the steering wheel.
I mean, terrible, but also a great Australian. It's a very difficult one.
Well, Steve Smith was out of the game for a long time, but this guy's now out of the game. By the time he drives again, Smithy will be 71. It's amazing.
It's very true. We'll be regretting it, that's for sure.
I will never understand this love for sport. I will never understand it.
Well, I do feel that way about AFL, I have to admit, but I don't think I'd risk my child's life or my life to keep up with the scores.
No,
I have to think twice next time.
Seeing the footage of it on the actual steering wheel, you could not get more distracted by a device.
If he'd done it on his dashboard, you have a chance.
He ticked every box with this one, this guy.
Well, Louise, we look forward to seeing you this morning about 8 o'clock with Dean Clare's lighting up the screen.
Oh, I cannot wait. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Louise. Louise Mumba from Channel 9 on Mix 94.5.
Clean Heat. Hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.